Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, so you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top-grade beef. For example, when you buy a Kroger-cut porterhouse steak, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price for stringy meat and excess waste. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store. Make it a rule to buy Kroger-cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It has been several days now since Penny Gibbs received a welcome but somewhat saddening letter from wealthy Barry Carlton, whom she was to marry until knowledge of insanity in his family forced him to call off their wedding plans. Penny has said nothing of the letter since she received it, and this morning comes to her invalid foster father, Jed, and says cheerfully,
Jed, is there anything I can get you while I'm out?
No, thank you, Penny. I don't think I need... Why, child... You look beautiful this morning, more like yourself than you have in weeks.
Oh, I feel more like myself.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Dressed up. Going somewhere special?
Oh, I thought I'd run by the church and see Dr. Judson.
Oh, going to talk things over with him, are you? That's a fine idea, child.
No, darling, this isn't about myself. I've been thinking about a few things Dr. Ryan told me last week.
Yeah? What few things?
Oh, about life and living and doing something I was best suited for.
Well, it's wise for all of us to do the things we're best suited for. Being adapted to a job helps in doing that job well. And a job well done makes a person happy. And, well, we all know the importance of happiness.
It's almost like money sometimes. Yep, you just can't get along without it. Well, I'll phone before I come home. If there's anything you need from the store or from Johnny's office, I'll get it for you. Uh-huh. And tell Nora I'll be home in a little while, will you?
Oh, Miss Gibbs, I'm glad you could come to see me. I've been wanting to keep my promise to come to see you, but I've been awfully busy, as you no doubt know.
Yes, I can imagine that you've been busy, Dr. Judson. How's the fun coming along?
No, not too well. People have money, but they seem to feel that God will look down with his all-powerful benevolence and provide for the church himself. Yes, they seem to forget that in this modern world, money is something even the church must have.
Oh, did you get the contribution I sent to you?
Oh, yes, I did, and I'm grateful, Miss Gibbs. And your friend, Mr. Keith, was equally generous.
Well, I hope I'll be able to give more later on. Mother and Jed intend to give a little something as soon as Jed gets his first check from Chicago.
Oh, I'm very grateful to all of you. I understand Mr. Billings has been commissioned to draw plans for a slum clearance project in Illinois.
Mm-hmm, that's what he's working on now, but so far it's just in the beginning stages. Oh.
I'm glad to know an architect. Perhaps Mr. Billings will draw the plans for our community house. If and when we have the funds to build it.
Oh, Dr. Judson, I know Jed would love to. And offer services free as a contribution.
Oh, I couldn't ask that, Miss Gibbs. But I might impose on him for an especially modest fee. But I'm sure you aren't here to talk about a community house or my difficulties in raising money for it. Shall we begin where we left off the day I came to see you?
I don't think that'll be necessary, Dr. Judson. I've quite recovered, thank you. As a matter of fact, I don't think I'd lost faith at all. I think I was just tired. Physically tired.
That might well be. Some of our darkest hours are the result of physical fatigue. Problems look greater, far more unsurmountable when we are worn and tired. And as rest and the regaining of strength often dispel our difficulties.
Well, at least makes them seem less difficult. I feel that way about myself right now. I know the situation won't change in a day or a week or a month. Maybe not even for years.
Or maybe not at all. Have you considered that?
Yes, sir. Yes, I've given that possibility a lot of thought.
And you're still ready to accept the loss of your hopes and dreams and go on about your life again. Well, I'm relieved to hear that, Miss Gibbs. When I first talked to you, I was afraid it would take a lot of talking and a great deal of pleading to make you see that a lost love does not necessarily mean the opportunities of life are also lost. You made plans for the future?
Oh, only partial plans. That's why I've come to see you. Dr. Judson, I don't quite know how to explain this to you, but all my life, I've had an earnest desire to help people. It's been kind of a driving force, something I had to do whether I wanted to or not. It was almost as if my only happiness lay in seeing other people happy. Does that make any sense to you?
It makes a world of sense, Miss Gibbs. God has given you a rare gift, and you've accepted it. God put some of us here on Earth to help others, and perhaps you are one of them. No, I won't say perhaps. For if what you tell me is true, there's no doubt but that your life is to be devoted to helping others. But why do you want to tell me this?
Because I've been trying to find a way I can help other people best. And I thought of the church.
Yes, the church is designed to help others.
I realize that.
But the church and the people of the church have to give and seldom receive, Miss Gibbs.
I'm not looking for anything, Dr. Justin, in return. That kind of spoils the act of helping.
You want to work for the church?
If there's some way I can.
Oh, you can help immensely, Miss Gibbs. Yeah, I have so much to do, so many people to look after and comfort and even at times provide for out of the little the church can afford for such work. But I could use help. Your help. And the kind of help I know you can so easily give. But I can't ask you to devote your life to the church. You owe yourself more than that.
Well, I couldn't work full-time, Dr. Justin. I have to live and eat and run the house and keep the two children, and that costs money. So I'm going to find a job, part-time, of course.
Oh, I think that'd be good for you. A busy mind makes for a happier and fuller heart. And a happy heart is the secret of a happy life. Could you devote, say, 3 or 4 afternoons a week here at the church?
At least.
Well, I could use you more often than that, but you'll be contributing your time.
Oh, look, after I'm settled in a job, maybe I'll be able to devote a lot more time to helping here. Depending on how much time the job takes up, of course.
Well, you worry about a job that pays you and about yourself first, Miss Gibbs. And for the time being, at least, let your work here be secondary.
Yes, it'll have to be secondary for the time being, but I'll plan on spending time here, 3 days a week. When would you like me to start?
Well, I'd like to run through some of your duties sometime this week, but of course at your convenience, Miss Gibbs.
Well, suppose I phone and see if the time I have coincides with yours.
Fine, do that. And let me say this. I'm glad you want to do a little work here. It'll not only be a help to me, but a help to you and the other people of my church. And I can't tell you how pleased I am to know that you've found yourself so soon after the ordeal through which you've been. Faith and hope are powerful things, aren't they, Miss Gibbs?
When they're all you have, their power's amazing, Dr. Judson. Oh, I hope I never lose them again. Or at least if I do, that somebody will remind me of the miracle. Oh, you've been a great help with your kindness, Mrs. Carton.
There's nothing I can do that is too much, Penny. Someday I'll be able to do something for you that you can't refuse.
All you have to do is be my friend. That's all I ask.
Let me think of you as my daughter. Always, my dear. That's all I ask.
Thank you. You know how I feel about that. And always will. Have you heard from Barry?
Yes, just the other day. He said he wrote to you and was worried as to whether or not he'd done the right thing.
It was a lovely letter, Mrs. Carton. I'll show it to you sometime.
It isn't necessary. I'm sure it's something that belongs entirely between you and him. Have you been out for a long walk this morning?
No, I'd walked only a few blocks when you picked me up. I've been at the church to see Dr. Judson.
Oh, yes. A fine young minister, that Dr. Judson.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy his spirit and his sermons. His ways are modern, and so is the way he puts things into words. I hope he'll do well here.
Well, he's certainly trying hard. But it won't be easy. The church needs a community house, you know. Dr. Judson's trying to raise the funds.
Yes, I know. I sent him a check just the other day.
course, few people can afford to contribute what I know you did, Mrs. Carlton, but I think he'll raise the money. As a matter of fact, I'm going to help him if I can by working part-time at the church.
I imagine that will be of great help to him. The other work of a church sometimes has to suffer when the church is fighting for money. It's a shame that...
It's a shame that what?
My dear, I know exactly what I can do for you that you can absolutely not refuse to allow me to do.
Oh, Mrs. Carlton, please, you don't have to do anything for me.
Darling, I can do something for the church through you. I've always wondered what I could do that would be of real value. Now I know. I'm going to donate the money to build Dr. Judson's community house.
Oh, Mrs. Carlton.
And my child, I want you to tell him so. And as soon as you've told him, I want you and the doctor to come to dinner at my house so we can talk over the details. This is official, Penny, and I want to tell him.
Well, I work for Dr. Judson, are you, Penny? Mm-hmm. Well, I like that, child. Like the sound and the sum of it. What made you do it?
Oh, Jed, I don't know. Unless there's something about adversity that makes a person think and search his heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, indeed there is. But the church, Penny, what brought you to the church?
Searching my heart, Jed. The troubles I found inside of it. There was something comforting about the thought of the church. It was calm and untroubled and restful. And I wanted contentment. Jed, when I got to the church and the bells were ringing, and the light came through the window over the altar, there was a quietness in my heart, and I knew I'd found what I'd been looking for.
Has Penny at last found comfort in place of suffering and calm for the unrest in her heart? Will her work for the church and the Reverend Dr. Judson mean a new life for this young woman? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger Cut Rib Roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waste and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you, you can get Kroger Cut Beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask the Kroger meat man for Kroger Cut Beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef. And you'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.